And I'm here to tell you tonight that the heart and soul of the Republican Party is doing fine in Central Florida and the United States.
John Mica won handily in the end, capturing 61% of the vote. But in his victory speech to a buzzing crowd of supporters at a Castleberry sports bar, he acknowledged the campaign was grueling.
It was a very difficult race. I could tell you that everything but the kitchen sink was thrown at us, but I'd have to include the cabinets and all the appliances too.
In the weeks leading to the election, Tea Party favourite and District 24 representative Sandy Adams piled on the pressure, labelling Mica a big-spending establishment Republican and cheerleader for President Obama. Mica says he's pleased to have the campaign behind him.
We tried to stay positive, and where we could at the end, we responded, but it was probably the most negative campaign I've ever had to experience, and it made it very unpleasant for me and my family.
But University of Central Florida political science professor Aubrey Jewett says he wasn't surprised at the level of venom in the race.
Certainly it's been negative, certainly it's been personal, but that often happens in primaries where the candidates are very much alike on policy. I mean, these two people are both very conservative Republicans when it comes to policy, so the policy differences are pretty slim.
Jewett says what was unusual is the fact that redistricting put two incumbent Republicans in the same district. He says it shows the Republicans, who controlled the reapportionment process in Tallahassee, tried to follow parts of the constitutional amendment to prevent gerrymandering.
It's just virtually unheard of across the country that in a state where you actually gained two seats, because Florida has two more congressional seats than they did before, that you'd end up with two fairly high-profile popular Republicans in the same district. I mean, it just doesn't happen.
Jewett says the Tea Party tinge to the race led Mica to downplay his record of bringing big projects into the district, and that's usually something a candidate can brag about in a campaign. After calling Mica to offer congratulations, Sandy Adams said she was glad the race put the spotlight on conservative values. Speaking to Central Florida News 13 at her campaign headquarters in Maitland, Adams was unsure about her political future.
I don't know. Like I said, I am a firm believer. When one door closes, another one opens, and I follow the path I'm led. So we'll see.
Mica, who heads the influential House Transportation Committee, says he wants to continue in that role, but that's up to House leadership. He also plans to continue with a campaign to cut unnecessary spending in government. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.